have a short few words I want to just share with you. And I just want to let you know that if you are here, at the end of the service, we'll be doing baptisms. If you have not been baptized and you want to be baptized, today's the day. Amen. Today is the day. Baptism is a confirmation, a declaration of your faith, and it's a powerful, powerful thing. It is an agreement of the resurrection, of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And when you go into that water, you are aligning yourself up with Him. You come out a new creation. And it is something that clearly in Scripture is done throughout the book of Acts. When someone gets saved, they get baptized immediately. They don't think about it for a couple of weeks and wait for the best time. Amen. They get baptized immediately. So if you haven't been baptized, this is your day. We have clothes, towels, everything. Amen. All right, so I want to get right into it this morning. I'm going to be sharing with you from the very first Resurrection Sunday. And you know, we sit here this morning, and most of us that are here, we believe that Jesus rose on that third day, that He went to the cross and that He died and that He rose. But what you might find interesting is that those that walked with Him, they didn't really believe right in the beginning. In fact, I think many of us at times in our walk with God, we kind of the same. We believe, but it's hard to believe. Are you with me? And many times, you know, especially for those disciples, you can imagine what it must have been like for them, because they walked with Jesus. They had this relationship with Jesus. They loved Him. They saw Him. They believed that He was going to be this deliverer. He was the promise that God had made, that a deliverer would come, a Messiah would come, and He would set the people free. And the disciples walked with Jesus for 3 years, and others followed Him and walked with Him and believed that this was the Messiah, the coming King that would deliver the children of Israel. How many times have you served God and believed His promises, but it doesn't always work out quite the way you expect or quite the way you think it's going to be? I think for these disciples, that's exactly what happened. I want you kind of to put yourself in their position. They quit their jobs. They believed, they left their homes, they followed Him and gave everything for Him. And then suddenly He dies on the cross, and their entire worlds are turned inside out and upside down. I want to share with you a little bit, because I think many people don't realize this. Did you know that the disciples were well taught by Jesus about what was going to happen? He told them on at least 3 occasions that He would die and rise again on the third day. Let's quickly take a look at this. I'm not going to read all accounts, but if you go to Mark 8, verse 31, this is what it said. And He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected. Jesus is teaching them by the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be killed. So He told them that He would be killed and after 3 days rise again. Now watch what it says. It says He spoke this word openly. So Jesus spoke this to them. He told them, listen, I'm going to be killed and I'm going to rise again on the third day. Then Peter took Him aside and began to rebuke Him. So we can see that they heard what He said, but they didn't hear what He said, if that makes sense. They weren't very happy about what He had said to them. This is Mark 8, 31. If you go to Mark 9, verse 30, so this is one chapter later, then they departed from there and passed through Galilee, and He did not want anyone to know it. For He taught His disciples and said to them, watch this, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of men, and they will kill Him, and after He is killed, He will rise the third day. But they did not understand this and were afraid to ask Him. Because you must understand, they're following Him, and for them to think that someone will die and rise in 3 days, this was craziness. Are you with me, guys? This was hard for them to understand. But again, a second time, we clearly see that Jesus tells them, warns them, prepares them that He's going to die and rise again on the third day. Let's look at one more account. Mark 10, so another 2 chapters later, it says, Mark 10, 32, now they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was going before them, and they were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid. And He took the 12 aside and again and began to tell them the things that would happen to Him. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn Him to death and deliver Him to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and scourge him and spit on him and kill him. And the third day he will rise again. Do you see, guys, how Jesus warned and prepared his disciples that he was going to go to the cross and he was going to rise again in 3 days? In this account, he actually tells them that, listen, he's going to be handed over to the Gentiles, to the Romans. They're going to spit on him. They're going to scourge him. They're going to beat him. He like really told them exactly what was going to happen. He prepared them for it. But how many of you know the story that when Jesus goes to the cross, the disciples scatter? The one that was so bold and confident that no matter what, he wouldn't betray Jesus, Peter, ends up betraying Jesus. You see, in our own lives, oftentimes when promises and the things of God don't quite work out the way we do, we also have a tendency to sometimes give up on that promise. We have a tendency to sometimes not believe that God can truly deliver, that he really was raised from the dead, that he really is the Son of God. Even though we have lots of evidence, they had lots of evidence. They walked with him. He was a healer, a deliverer. He was amazing. But yet when he was put to death, fear came upon them. And I want to show you what happened that first Resurrection Sunday, because I think it's so powerful. Most of you here know that Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene first, but do you know why? Do you know why he appeared to her first? I think it's so interesting and so powerful. And the truth is, in order to truly understand what happened on that first Resurrection Sunday, you have to read all the Gospels and put the pieces of the puzzle together. I can't do the whole thing for you this morning because in about an hour and a half, it's going to rain. But if I had time, I would do it. But let's get into this because it is so powerful. I want to break it down for you. I want to show you just how powerful that first Resurrection Sunday was and just how afraid and full of doubt the disciples were. Mark 16, verse number 1. This is how the story really begins. It says, now when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices that they might come and anoint him. So it was early in the morning. It was the third day had begun, and they were going out to the tomb. It was Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of Jesus, Salome, and they all came together to anoint Jesus. And when they got there, something was had shocked them. Something had happened. Watch this. Verse number 2, very early in the morning on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen and said amongst themselves, who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us? But when they looked up, they saw the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed, I can imagine. But he said to them, do not be afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he said to you. Everybody say, as he said to you. So Jesus is dead. He's no longer in the grave. He's risen. And there's this person in there and he says to them, listen, he's not here. I want you to go and tell the disciples. You must understand, at this moment, they are not thinking he is risen. At this moment, they are thinking his body has been stolen. They do not believe that he is actually risen from the grave. And we can see that clearly. Take a look. Let's go to John 20, verse number 2. Now we read about what Mary Magdalene did that morning. So she's been to the tomb. She sees that Jesus' body is no longer there. Someone tells her he's been taken away. He says to her, listen, he's going to be in Galilee. But she's like, she's so emotionally wrecked and just thinks the body's been taken away. Watch this. John 22, then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciples who Jesus loved and said to them, they have taken away the Lord out of the tomb. And we do not know where they have laid him. Do you see? She thinks he's dead. Peter therefore went out and the other disciple and were going to the tomb. So they both ran together and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he stooping down and looking in saw the linen cloths lying there. Yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb and saw the linen cloths lying there. and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded together in a place by itself. That's a whole nother story for another day. Then the other disciple who came into the tomb first went in also. Now watch, it says, and he saw and believed. What did he believe? He believed that the body had been taken away. He did not believe that Jesus rose from the grave, and I'll prove this to you in a moment. So you must imagine the disciples come into the grave. They see that Jesus' body isn't there. Just like Mary thought the body was taken away, they also think that the body is taken away. And the Bible says in verse number nine, for as yet they did not know the scriptures that he must rise again from the dead. Everybody look at me. What are you talking about? Jesus told them three times that he would rise from the dead. But the Bible says that as the scriptures said, they didn't yet know that he would rise. But he told them three times. You see, in your journey and in your life, many times you will hear the story of Jesus. You will hear about his deliverance. You will hear about his mercy. You will hear that he's a resurrected king. But you don't always believe it. And especially when challenges come your way, you don't always believe it. Especially when things go wrong, we don't always believe it. Are you with me? And we can see that the Bible says in verse 10, then the disciples went away again to their own house. And if you go back to the book of Mark 16:8, it says, so they went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. They were afraid. So they weren't like, oh yes, he's risen. They were afraid because they thought his body had been taken away. Things were not going according to plan. But what's really interesting is that the disciples, Peter and John, who were there, they leave the tomb, but something remarkable happens. Mary does not leave the tomb. She stays at the tomb. Who was Mary Magdalene? She was a prostitute, they say, a woman whom seven demons were cast out of, that loved Jesus so much. And even though she doubted, she stayed at the tomb. Everybody says, stay with Jesus. Even when you doubt, even when you're in fear, even when you believe that the promise has been taken away from you, stay with him. Don't give up. Because the thing about God is that when you stay, when you press in, when you seek after him, even when everything seems lost, I want you to know that you will see breakthrough. Everybody say breakthrough. Now watch what happens. John 20 verse 11 says this. But Mary stood outside by the tomb, weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked in the tomb. So she's weeping and she's crying and she's thinking, listen, my Lord has been taken away. The promise has been taken away. I don't know what to do anymore. And verse 12 says this. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one on the head and the other on the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had laid. Then they said to a woman, why are you weeping? And she said to them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. You see, she thinks the promise is gone. She thinks the promise has been taken away. But the thing that she did that nobody else did is she stayed. She stayed there, guys. I want you to know that staying will reap a reward. Listen, when we get offended in church, we leave. Come on, somebody. But I want you to know that when you stay, God will bless you. When something goes wrong in your walk with God, sometimes we give up and we leave. We feel like we just can't do it anymore. We can't follow him anymore. But I want you to know that if you choose to stay, even when you don't feel the breakthrough, even when you don't see the miracle, that God will give you a breakthrough. She stayed. And suddenly, listen to what it says. Verse 14. Now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. And did not know that it was him. They didn't know it was Jesus. And Jesus said to a woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? And she, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. And Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him, Rabboni, which is to say, teacher, listen, she made a decision. Even when everybody else left the tomb, when everybody else ran away, the Bible says they were full of fear. She was not afraid. She chose to stay there. I want to tell you this morning, guys, in the culture that we live in now, in this society, in this time, it's becoming harder to stay. But those who choose to stay, they will be rewarded. Those who choose to stay, they will have their encounter. Those that choose to stay, they will see His glory. They will experience His presence and they will have breakthrough. It doesn't matter what your past is like. It doesn't matter what you did wrong before. If you make a choice, no matter whether it's good times, bad times, difficult times, easy times, you choose to stay, God will give you breakthrough. He will give you resurrection. Amen. But what I love so much about this story, probably more than anything, is that even though the others ran away, the ones that were with him, the 12, they ran away, Jesus does the most amazing thing. He goes to them. The Bible tells us that we're in the upper room and Jesus makes a decision that he will go and appear to them even in that situation. When I saw this, it touched my heart so much and encouraged me so much, because there are many of us, we don't stay when things go wrong. We don't stay like Mary did. We don't have that breakthrough that she had. He appeared to her first. But what's so awesome is, even though Peter denied him, even though the other disciples ran away, he chose to go after them. He chose to appear to them. And I want you to know this morning that he will do exactly the same thing for you. He will come and find you. He will reveal himself to you as the risen King, as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And what's so awesome is that he takes those men and he turns them into soul winners that change the entire world. We are sitting here today because of what those disciples did that went out after finding out that Jesus had risen from the dead, that first Resurrection Sunday. They believed that he truly rose. And I want you to know that once they had experienced that, they went out and changed the world forever. Yes, he revealed himself to Mary first. She stayed. Whether she was broken or not, it's not the point. The fact is she stayed. The disciples ran away afraid, but he went after them. And I want to say this to you this morning. I don't know about you, but I'm so grateful that Jesus rose from that grave, that tomb is empty. And even though my Christian walk hasn't always been perfect, I know that he is still there saying, listen, my resurrection power is able to pick you up right where you are. My resurrection power is able to deliver you right where you are. Like you heard this morning, those testimonies of a young lady and another young lady just a little older, and then Josh, who shared their story about how that resurrection power of God has saved them and delivered them. And the thing about God is that he will meet you where you are. What's important is that you have that moment, you come to that place where you surrender to him. You see, the Bible tells us that when Jesus revealed himself to the disciples, the Bible says that they believed. They believed. You might be sitting there and say, well, you know, I've been raised in church and I also believed, but I lost my way. Well, they lost their way too. Even after he taught them, even after he told them what would happen, they doubted, they didn't believe. So you're in good company. Amen. You might not be Mary that stays all the time. You might be just like them. So I want to encourage you this morning. Here we are in the parking lot when it's blowing 100 miles an hour. Not quite, but it's getting there. And God brought you here this morning to tell you that resurrection was for you. That he died and rose again so that you and I could have life and eternal life and life more abundant. And I want you to know that he will meet you where you're at. He will meet you where you are. He brought you here to tell you this morning that he rose from that grave for you. Whether you doubted before, whether you stayed, whether you left, no matter what you did, You are here this morning and He wants to encounter you and change you and turn you into a soul winner, just like He did those disciples. So can I ask everybody just to bow their heads for just a moment? I don't want to drag this out. The Bible tells us this. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life or everlasting life. You are here this morning and you have a choice. You have a choice. Jesus died on Good Friday. He rose again today on Resurrection Sunday to give you life and life more abundant. Doubt is normal. We all doubt. But Jesus will always meet you where you're at. What's important is that you make that decision and say, Lord, I believe. I believe You did it. And so if you're here this morning and you say, Pastor Alex, my life is not right with the Lord. I haven't given my heart to Him. But this morning, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to give my heart to Him. This morning, I make a decision to believe, just like the disciples did. The evidence was there. The story was taught to them. They doubted, but they made that decision to finally believe. If you're here and you say, Pastor, that's me. This morning, I want to give my heart to Jesus. I want to give my life to Jesus. Quickly slip your hand up so I can pray for you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hands going up all over the place. God bless you in the back. Don't be afraid, guys. This is your hour of visitation. God bless you. Thank you so much. God bless you. If you're sitting here and this is the day that you have made a decision that you believe in the resurrection power of Jesus, quickly slip your hand up. Don't keep your hand down. If you feel the Lord, there we go. God bless you. Do you feel the, thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you, sir. Thank you. Anybody else say, Pastor, that's me. God bless you. God bless you. Maybe you're like the disciples were. Maybe you believed before, but you've lost your way a little bit. But this morning you feel your heart being tugged and pulled back towards Him. And this morning you realize that, listen, you have to follow Him again with all of your heart. You've lost your way. You've had doubt. You've been confused. You feared, whatever it was. But this morning you say, this is the time. I'm going to recommit my heart to Jesus. Lift your hand up and I'll include you in that prayer. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. Can I ask everybody that raised their hand, don't be afraid. Please stand for us. We want to give you a big round of applause. We want to acknowledge the decision that you have made. Don't be afraid. Everybody that raised their hand, stand. Come on, stand. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Stand, stand, stand wherever you are. Make a declaration this morning that you are giving your heart and your life to Jesus. You're not going to let the enemy hold you down anymore. If I can ask you, if you raised your hand, come to the front quickly. Come stand over here. I want to pray for you. Don't be afraid. Come on. We can see you already. You might as well come. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, church. Let's give them a big round of applause. Come on, you guys in the back, come to the front. This is your day. This is your day. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Keep coming. If you haven't raised your hand, but you want to come as well and give your heart to Jesus this morning, come to the front. Keep coming. There's so many coming. Come on, let's give the Lord a big clap. Let's give the Lord some praise this morning. Heaven is celebrating. Hallelujah. Things are about to change for you big time, sir. Great change is coming for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Best decision. Amen. Best decision you'll ever make. Amen. Can I get some of my leaders out here? Church, let's just stretch our hands out towards them. Guys, can you all look at me for just a moment? This is the most important decision you will ever make. This is a decision that changes you forever. You become born again. And if it's a recommitment, then you are like refreshed and made whole this morning. But it's so important that you understand that this is something that you have to make a decision to do. You have to choose to follow Jesus. And you have to give your heart to Him. It's not just raising your hand and coming to the front. It's a true decision that gets made in the heart. And I want to tell you, I've been serving the Lord since I was a young boy, but at 19, I really gave my heart to Him and I've never looked back. Have I doubted? Many times. Have I made mistakes? Too many to count. But it's so wonderful and worth it to serve Him and follow Him with your whole heart. So if I can ask you to just repeat this prayer after me, but pray it with your whole heart. Amen. Amen. You're going to do that? Let's pray this prayer together. Church, let's all pray this prayer together. Let's say, Father, I come to you this morning. I believe Jesus died and He rose again. This morning, I give my heart to you. I give my life to you. Forgive me for my sins. Wash me in your blood and write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Holy Spirit, come and change me now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you guys. Come on, church, let's give them a big round of applause. Amen. If I can ask you guys standing in the front chair, if you look just over there, to my left over there, there's that man over there with the glasses on, Victor. There we go. Just follow him out over there to those tents over there. We want to pray for you. We want to bless you. This is the best decision you've ever made in your life. Amen. Ma'am, you with the glasses. Ma'am, is that your daughter? Today, things will change. Today, breakthrough will come. Today, healing will come. Young lady, did you also give your life to Jesus? Amen. God bless you guys. Go in the peace of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Isn't that awesome, guys? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. You might be wondering, why did we do this out here? It was done because of that right there. Well, we could have done it over there. I know, but we did it out here. And it was awesome. Amen. And God has touched lives and changed lives. And even if you're sitting out there, I want to challenge you this morning. Listen, the story of Jesus is often referred to as the Passion of the Christ. What's amazing about the Passion of the Christ is it doesn't end with Him. In fact, we see that same passion in His disciples, and He's calling each and every one of us to have that same passion as well. The time is short. Jesus is coming back, and we need to be passionate and zealous. And even if it means having church in the parking lot to save just one extra person, we'll do it. Amen. So I'm going to say a prayer, and then we're going to come out here in the front and we're going to praise God. Remember, if you want to get baptized, we have two baptismal pools ready for you. I want to bless you. And I'm asking you, Lord, this morning. Here we are, God, out in the parking lot on this Easter Sunday morning, Resurrection Sunday. And God, I pray that you will awaken and rise every one of us up to life, God. That you will refresh us. Maybe some of us have lost our passion a little bit, or lost our zeal a little bit, or maybe we've become bitter or hurt, God. I pray this morning that you will cause resurrection to enter the hearts of every individual. Father, we are so thankful for your grace and for your mercy and for your love. We are so grateful that we can gather together this morning in this place, whether it be inside or outside or even upside down. We just love you so much. And we are so grateful for your goodness and your mercy and your love. Father, this morning we thank you that Jesus died and rose again on the third day. And we will forever proclaim his death until he comes again. Father, we love you, we honor you, we praise and worship you. Now I pray that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the love of the Father and the fellowship with the Holy Spirit be with each and every one of you as you leave this place. Go and celebrate the risen King on this Resurrection Sunday. In the name of Jesus, amen.